Artemis. Zeus loved Artemis almost as much as he loved Athena, and took great pains to protect her from the wrath of Hera, who could not bear to look upon yet another child of adultery, especially one whom she loftily characterized as a hoydenish tomboy and a disgrace to the dignity of feminine divinity. One afternoon, when Artemis was still a very young girl, Zeus found her playfully catching and releasing mice and frogs in the undergrowth down at the base of Mount Olympus. He sat on a rock beside her and hoisted her onto his knee. She tugged at his beard for a while before she asked, "Father, do you love me?"
"Artemis, what a question! You know I do. You know I love you with all my heart."
If you are the child of a faithless reprobate of a father, there is almost nothing you cannot get him to agree to. Artemis now twisted Zeus around her fingers just as she twisted the hairs of his beard. "Do you love me enough to grant me a wish?"
"Of course, my dear."
"Come to think, that's nothing. You grant wishes to the smallest and least significant nymphs and water sprites. Would you grant me several wishes?"
Inwardly, Zeus groaned. The whole world seemed to believe that being the all-powerful one, sitting upon the throne of Olympus and commanding the heavens and the earth, was the easiest job there was. What did they know of paternal guilt, sibling rivalry, power struggles, and jealous wives? Please one member of the family, and you maddened another. "Several wishes? Goodness! Surely you have everything a girl could want. You are immortal, and once you reach your moment of greatest beauty, you will never age. You are strong, clever, swift, and..." "Ow!"
This last exclamation in reaction to a hair that had been plucked with some violence from his chin.
"They aren't difficult wishes, Daddy, just the smallest things."
"Very well, let's hear them."
"I never ever want to have a boyfriend or husband or have a man touch me, you know, in that way."
Yes, I fully understand." This may have been the first time Zeus ever blushed.
"Also, I want lots of different names, like my brother has. Appellations, they're called. Also a bow, which I notice he has a whole collection of, but I don't because I'm a girl, which is totally unfair. I'm the older twin, after all. Hephaestus can make me a really special one as a birth present, just like he did for Apollo. A silver bow with silver arrows, please. And I want a knee-length tunic for hunting in, because long dresses are stupid and impractical. I don't want dominion over towns or cities, but I do want to rule mountainsides and forests and stags. I like stags. And dogs. Hunting dogs, anyway, not lap dogs, which are useless. And if you'd be very, very kind, I'd like a choir of young girls to sing my praises in temples, and a group of nymphs to walk the dogs and look after me and help protect me from men."
"Is that it?" Zeus was almost giddy at this recitation.
"I think so. And I'd like the power to make childbirth easier for women. I've seen how painful it is. In fact, it is actually quite sincerely gross, and I want to help make it better."
"Goodness me. You don't ask for the moon, do you?"
"Oh, what a good idea. The moon. Yes, I'd love the moon, please. That will be all. I'll never ask for anything ever again, ever."
Zeus granted every wish. How could he not? Goddess of the chase and the chaste, of the untutored and the untamed, of hounds and hinds, of midwives and the moon, Artemis duly became. The queen of archers and huntresses grew to value her independence and her celibacy above all things. The kindness with which she expressed her sympathy for women in childbirth was countered by the ferocity with which she pursued game and punished any man who presumed to come too near. Feared, admired, and adored across the ancient world, she was sometimes known, in honour of the mountainside of her birth, as Cynthia. The Romans called her Diana. Her special tree was the cypress.
Inasmuch as Athena was goddess of things cultivated, made, crafted, and thought through, Artemis, in her dominion over the natural, instinctive, and wild, stood as her opposite. They shared, however, along with Hestia, a passion for their own chastity.